Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Government forms committee headed by former President Ramnath Kovind to explore possibility of one nation, one election. Countdown begins for launch of India's solar mission Aditya L1 at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. India's naval warship Mahendragiri launched in Mumbai. Moody's Investor Service raises India's growth projection for 2023 calendar year to 6.7%. Supreme Court sentences former Lok Sabha MP from Bihar, Prabhunath Singh, to life imprisonment in 1995 double murder case. And voting is underway to elect a new president in Singapore. The government has constituted a committee headed by former President Ramnath Kovind to explore the possibility of one nation, one election. Speaking to media in Jaipur, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said, "There's no need to get nervous as there will be discussions at different levels before it gets implemented." The minister highlighted that the elections for the Lok Sabha and the state assemblies were conducted simultaneously till 1967.
अभी नया नया जो विषय आता है देश के हित में उसका तो चर्चा तो करना चाहिए तो चर्चा करने के लिए कमेटी रचा दिया गया है तो इसका अर्थ ये नहीं है कि कल से ही हो जाएगा इसे तो हमने थोड़ी कहा है तीन चार दिन में जब फाइनल होता है मैं आपसे चर्चा जरूर करूंगा इम्पोर्टेंट आइटम है इसीलिए हमने बुलाया है पहले ऐसे जहां तक मैं जानता हूं 63-67 तक लोकसभा और विधानसभा एक साथ ही चुनाव होता था उससे देश में एक डेवलपमेंट के लिए एक अच्छा माहौल रहता था क्योंकि आज देखिए जब भी भारत में एक सरकार लोकसभा में मीन सेंट्रल में चुन के आते हैं उसके बाद सारे पांच वर्ष कहीं न कहीं चुनाव चलता रहता है इसीलिए डिसीजन मेकिंग प्रोसेस में भी कई प्रॉब्लम होता है ये तो एक विचार है एक विमर्श तो होना चाहिए
मिस्टर जोशी इज इन जयपुर टू होल्ड डिस्कशंस एंड अरेंजमेंट्स ऑन परिवर्तन यात्रा फ्रॉम सैटरडे Meanwhile, BJP President JP Nadda today met the former President Ramnath Kovind at his residence in New Delhi. The countdown has begun for the launch of India's solar mission Aditya L1 at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The launch of the first space-based Indian observatory to study the sun is scheduled at 11:50 a.m. tomorrow from Sriharikota. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Aditya L1 mission will be the first of its kind to study and research the sun's atmosphere and everything related to it. The 1,500 kg spacecraft will carry 7 payloads to study different parts of the sun's atmosphere. These devices will study different parts of the sun, including its outer layer, the corona. Four of these devices look directly at the sun from a special position called L1, while the other three study particles and fields at the same point. These studies help us learn about how solar activity affects the space between planets. The Aditya L1 payload are expected to provide crucial information about various aspects of the sun like coronal heating, coronal mass ejections, pre-flare and flare activities, space weather dynamics and the movement of particles and fields. Sudhindra, Akashvani News, Bengaluru.
Professor V. Ravindra of the Indian Institute of Astrophysics in Bangalore has said that India will be the third country in the world to send a spacecraft to L1 point to study solar corona, its flares and corona mass ejection. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, he said that the data derived from 7 payloads of Aditya L1 will throw light on aspects that remains concealed till now.
What we are looking at it is close to the solar corona, that is 1.05 solar radii, whatever is there, that no other country has that instrument to look at the solar corona. That is one aspect. And another one is SOOT will observe the sun in UV wavelength. No other instrument around the world has that instrument, and this will be the first time to observe. In several wavelengths, our instrument will provide the information about how the solar irradiance changes over the solar cycle. This is the first time in UV we will be able to see how the solar irradiance changes are happening on the sun.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will start the Amrit Kalash Yatra from New Delhi today under the Meri Mati Mera Desh campaign. The campaign was announced on the 9th of August to honour country's martyred braveheart men and women. Amrit Kalash Yatra will be organised across the country and with soil will be carried from all corners of the country in 7,500 urns to create an Amrit Vatika in Delhi. This Amrit Vatika will be built near the National War Memorial and will symbolize the commitment to Ek Bharat, Shrestha Bharat. In his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani last month, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in September, the campaign will be organized to collect soil from every house and every village of the country. The invoice incentive scheme Mera Bill Mera Adhikar began today. The objective of the scheme is to bring a cultural and behavioral change in the general public to ask for a bill as their right and entitlement. A correspondent reports that this scheme has been initially launched as a pilot project in the states of Assam, Gujarat and Haryana and Union Territories of Puducherry, Dadra, Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu.
Under the scheme, attractive reward up to 1 crore rupees will be given to consumers. To get the award, the consumers have to upload their bills on Mera Bill Mera Adhikar app. They can also upload the bills on web portal merabill.gst.gov.in. Maximum 25 invoices can be uploaded by an individual in a month to be considered for lucky draw. The government will select 800 people every month who will get a reward of 10,000 rupees. In bumper draw, 2 people will get a reward of 1 crore rupees. This pilot scheme will run for a period of 12 months. With Dipendra Kumar, Bhupendra Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Dr. Sudesh Dhankar, wife of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, today launched the warship Mahendragiri in Mumbai. Vice President Dhankar was the chief guest at the ceremony. Speaking on the occasion, Vice President Dhankar said that the launch of Mahendragiri is a significant milestone in a maritime history. Vice President said that the warship Mahendragiri is an engineering marvel with state-of-the-art features and cutting-edge technology.
This majestic warship is a remarkable symbol of our nation's strength and maritime prowess, a testament to the unwavering commitment and indomitable spirit of Indian Navy that has ever made us proud in all kinds of situations. The speed of manufacturing warships has improved ever since the new method of integrated construction has been adopted. And this, friends, has yielded geometrical results for nation's welfare.
Mr. Dhankar said that a substantial 75% of the orders for equipment and systems of the warship have been made to indigenous firms, including micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, in line with the country's resolute commitment to Atmanirbharta.
The Nilgiri class warships have been designed in-house. This by itself is an accomplishment. By Indian Navy's Warship Design Bureau, the pioneer organization for all warship design activities. Friends, it was not without meaning that Naval Chief said, made in India, made for India, made by India.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on the Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. President Draupadi Murmu attended the 10th convocation ceremony of Guru Ghasidas Central University, Bilaspur today during a two-day stay in Chhattisgarh. Speaking on the occasion, the President said that only by following the ideals of equality, the youth can walk the path of happiness and build a better society. She said that a country is in Amrit Kaal if the youth follow the basic duties mentioned in the Constitution, overall development will definitely gain momentum. During the event, the university conferred PhD degrees upon 28 research scholars and awarded gold medals to 76 students. Besides, about 3,000 students were awarded graduate and postgraduate degrees at the ceremony.
मुझे ये देखकर बहुत प्रसन्नता हुई है कि आज स्वर्ण पदक प्राप्त करने वाले 76 विद्यार्थियों में छात्राओं की संख्या 45 है जो लगभग 60% है। ये प्रदर्शन इस दृष्टि से और भी अधिक प्रभावित हो रही है कि कुल विद्यार्थियों में छात्राओं की संख्या लगभग 43% है। छात्राओं के बेहतर प्रदर्शन के पीछे उनकी अपनी प्रतिभा और लगन के साथ साथ उनके परिवारजनों तथा इस विश्वविद्यालय की टीम का योगदान भी है। मैं छात्राओं की स्वर्णिम सफलता के लिए उनको बहुत बहुत बधाई देती हूँ।
The National Council of Educational Research and Training, NCERT, has been granted deemed university status today. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan made this announcement while attending the 63rd Foundation Day celebration program of NCERT in New Delhi. The minister expressed confidence that the NCERT will soon become an instrument in the world's success story. He also announced that the Bal Bhavan will be merged with NCERT soon. Inaugurating an augmented reality AR and virtual reality VR laboratory, Mr. Pradhan highlighted the importance of including technology in the educational system. He said, through AR and VR facility, children from every corner of the country with different dialects will be benefited. He directed NCERT to include a small chapter on the success story of Chandrayaan 3 and his findings in all 22 recognized languages. The minister also inaugurated Vidya Samiksha Kendra on the occasion. G20 countries and India's presidency have agreed for effective and practical approaches to deal with fugitive economic offenders. Government sources said it has finalized pragmatic and action-oriented highest-level commitments towards tackling corruption offenses, extradition of fugitive economic offenders, and recovery of assets of such offenders from foreign jurisdictions. Fugitive economic offenders commit grave economic crimes in the home country and flee to another country to avoid arrest and prosecution. Corruption is one of the major global challenges which impacts everyone, irrespective of nationality. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has taken decisive steps to combat corruption. India has been at the forefront of adoption of technology and e-governance initiatives to enhance transparency and efficiency in governance while minimizing opportunities for corruption. In the last 9 years, over $1.8 billion of assets have been recovered from economic offenders and fugitives. Global rating agency Moody's has raised India's growth forecast to 6.7% for 2023. This forecast is slightly better than RBI's projection of 6.5% for 2023-24. India's recorded a growth of 7.8% in the first quarter of the current fiscal. The agency has attributed the first quarter results to strong services expansion and capital expenditures, which propelled the real GDP growth. However, the agency highlighted that the food prices could remain higher due to below average rainfall forecast in monsoon season. Senior Indian Information Service Officer Dr. Vasudha Gupta has assumed charge as the Principal Director General of Akashvani and News Services Division. She was serving as Director General in Akashvani. In the last 1 year, Dr. Gupta has been instrumental in the revamping and reviving of Akashvani. A 1989 batch officer, Dr. Gupta, has served in various capacities in the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in her over 33-year-long career. She has also served as Director General, Press Information Bureau, PIB. The Supreme Court has sentenced Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader and four-time MP from Bihar, Prabhunath Singh, to life imprisonment in the 1995 double murder case. The Apex Court also ordered paying compensation of 10 lakh rupees to the victims. The Supreme Court had convicted Prabhunath Singh in the double murder case on the 18th of August. He is already lodged in the Hazari Bagh jail in another murder case. Prabhunath Singh is accused of killing two people at a polling booth in Mashrak in 1995. Voting is underway to elect a new president in Singapore. This is the first contested presidential election in the country in more than a decade. More than 2.7 million Singaporeans are expected to vote and the polling stations will be open until 8 p.m, after which counting of the votes will begin. India beat Malaysia 7-5 and routed Japan 35-1 to enter the semi-finals of the men's Asian Hockey 5S World Cup qualifiers in Salalah, Oman yesterday. With two wins on the day, India finished second in its pool with 12 points and earned a direct entry into the semi-finals. They play in the second semi-final of the tournament tomorrow. Pakistan tops the table with 13 points from 5 matches, Iran 12, Malaysia 10, and Kazakhstan 9 points. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government forms committee headed by former President Ramnath Kovind to explore possibility of one nation, one election. Countdown begins for launch of India's solar mission Aditya L1 at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. India's naval warship Mahendragiri launched in Mumbai. Modi's investor service raises India's growth projection for 2023 calendar year to 6.7%. Supreme Court sentences former Lok Sabha MP from Bihar, Prabhunath Singh, to life imprisonment in 1995 double murder case. And voting is underway to elect a new president in Singapore. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the Midday News.